Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go aboard. Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3 hour satellite soiree. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Houston to Harrisburg, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans applies simply. Understand fully, mortgage confidently. How is everybody doing today? Feels like we've got good energy in the crowd today. Staff is feeling good and doing well.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
And we've got a really nice show coming up for you here on the program. Super Bowl is now about 10 days away. And it's time to start thinking about your Super Bowl menu. That's why we have our annual visit from our friends at Hot Rods American Craft, formerly Hot Rods Barbecue. These guys taught me how to do the perfect football wing. In fact, I just had my friends over, friends and family, for Championship Sunday. Everybody said, are you going to do your wings? Are you going to do the DA show wings? Will the DA wings be in the house? I said, yes, they will. These guys taught me the secret. Two textures. Two words will live in my heart of hearts forever. DA, you need two textures. Two textures is the definition of wing greatness. So we'll talk to these guys. They'll be back in studio to help you cultivate your Super Bowl menu coming up here an hour from now in studio. Also, over the course of this morning's show, does Darren McFadden falling asleep drunk at a drive-thru fast food lane explain his career?
Puffiness with sodium.
Did Cooperstown voters get it right yesterday? Is John Gruden about to draft Kyler Murray? Did Cole Beasley just expose all of the Cowboys' dysfunction? And an NFL Hall of Fame voter and 40-year NFL columnist attacks Mraz on his radio show. All of this is coming up this morning on the DA, and with it comes a certain responsibility to you. With great power comes great responsibility, and so I'm going to give you a phone number. And if you don't use it, it's your fault, because it's toll-free. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. And watch the show on any device, go to watchda.com. The Kansas City Chiefs and Chiefs fans still smarting after Sunday's loss. As I've said before, I have a hard time reconciling that there are fan bases in the country, fan bases across our wonderful country, that are continuously kicked in the teeth, while the same fan bases in the country keep getting delivered championships. I don't need to tell you how I feel like Patriots fans and Boston sports fan in general has become gluttonous in their success. I'm going to focus on the fans that don't taste the nectar. Kansas City's one of them. The Chiefs have not been to a Super Bowl in 49 years. They're walking into the same miserable sports bar of life as Browns fans and Bengals fans and Lions fans and Cardinals fans. They're walking into the same sad sports bar of life of Vikings fans, of Houston football fans, of Buffalo Bills fans. The same sad existence. And why the powers that be, why the football demigods decide to keep rewarding the same fan base instead of spreading the wealth a little bit, I'll never know. Damn you, football demigods! But it happens. So Chiefs fans gutted after Sunday. D Ford lines up onside. It's a completely different vibe and feel. But he didn't. And that led to overtime. And that led to the Pittsburgh Steelers on the outside looking in. And the Indianapolis Colts on the outside looking in. And the LA Chargers on the outside looking in. And all of these potential playoff teams or playoff teams of the AFC watching and waiting for somebody to stop the Patriots when it mattered most. And the Chiefs could not do it. Three different third and tens converted in overtime on the drive that would eventually sink their team and sink their season. The Chiefs could not get a stop. And so the Chiefs decide to say farewell, so long. Bob Sutton, defensive coordinator, gets the zig. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs ended up 31st in the NFL in total defense, only one spot from last. And again, when you watched Sunday's game, the offense eventually was fine. Patrick Mahomes eventually made every play he had to. The Chiefs eventually had a lead late, multiple leads late, and the defense could not get off the field. So the Chiefs fire Bob Sutton. And yet, if D Ford's hand is lined up onside, Bob Sutton is still coaching this week, and he's still coaching next week. That's how small the sliver of life is in football, in the NFL, and professional sports. And Bob Sutton today is unemployed. But if one guy lines up onside, Bob Sutton is still coaching. Is that fair? Was D Ford offside Bob Sutton's fault? It is where we begin. It's your cold open.
Do appreciate the fans and all the support that they gave us this year. They were phenomenal. Obviously, our goal was to bring a Super Bowl here and to get that done. It didn't happen. But we will go back to work and strive to do that for this city. And I appreciate the effort that the players and coaches gave this year to the organization.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Andy Reid explaining the firing of Bob Sutton. Look. If there is a bright side, and I never want to paint a crushing loss like that with a bright side because it just seems irrational, it seems delusional, but if there is a bright side for Chiefs fans, it is that Bob Sutton needed to be fired. And if they won that game, the offense would have once again carried the defense beyond where the defense deserved to go. In that game, the Chiefs allowed 524 yards from scrimmage, 36 first downs, and multiple response scores and touchdowns at times where all the Chiefs had to do was get one turnover, one stop, force one punt, or even in overtime, force a field goal attempt. All season long, the Chiefs' defense was like a brawny paper towel commercial where you had one paper towel that carried the weight of the blue water, the blue liquid, and one paper towel that ripped immediately from the weight of the blue liquid. Every week, the Chiefs' defense broke under the weight of the opposing offense. Every single week. And the problem was that Andy Reid is so damn loyal because he's a good man that he did not want to fire Bob Sutton, even though everybody knew the defense was the problem. And I think it took a loss like that. It took a loss like that where you could not ignore. You've just got to get off the field. 3 third-and-10s, get off the field. 1 turnover, 1. And you are winning the football game, and instead you couldn't. And again, life isn't fair. Just ask all these forlorn fan bases that have never tasted a championship and have them ask themselves, is it fair that the Patriots are in 9 freaking Super Bowls in 18 years? It's not fair. Life isn't fair. Sports isn't fair. But because of that, Bob Sutton, by the weight of the right hand of Dee Ford, is out of a job today. But he should have. Because the bigger picture is the Chiefs can't win Super Bowls with Bob Sutton and that defense the way that it is. It was always going to creep behind them and haunt them every single week. It was going to creep behind them and haunt them. And it would have done the same thing in the Super Bowl. So long, Bob Sutton. It is time to upgrade a defensive coordinator. Although I will say, don't let it be Rex Ryan. I don't trust Rex Ryan as far as I can throw him, and that's not far. I think Rex's ego always gets in the way. I think it's problematic because Rex, after being a head coach, 2 different stops, I think, has a very specific way he wants to do things and now will push up against the head coach in some ways. And I know what you'll say, Andy Reid commands a lot of respect. But couldn't you just see Rex at some point in time clashing with even Andy Reid and saying, well, I've been to 2 AFC championship games. I've won a lot of big games. I've been with an offense that sucks. You know what? I'm right. I'm smart. I know how to do things. I just don't need that. The Chiefs are so close. I don't need a defensive coordinator with a monster ego walking in and thinking he knows how to do everything and then stirring the pot and stirring the media and stirring opponents. I don't need it. Give me somebody else. I feel like Rex Ryan is a good defensive mind, but not worth his problems. Just like a player. I don't think his problems outweigh his production. The Chiefs need to move on. I don't think they need to hire Rex Ryan. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well. DA on CBS. Remember, the Kansas City Chiefs at no point of the season had an offensive clunker. No point. The Chiefs, in their 4 losses this season, the regular season, and then on Sunday, scored 28 points or more. Think about that. The Chiefs had 5 losses this season. They scored 4 touchdowns or more in every one of those 5 losses. Usually 28 points is enough to get you wins. And they scored 30-plus against the Patriots on Sunday. They scored 40 points this year at a loss against the Patriots in the regular season and 51 points against the Rams in a loss. Think about that. They had games where they scored 40 or 50 and lost this season. Sorry, Bob Sutton, you got to go. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Watch the show on any device at watchda.com. When we come back, a purely DA show story sent to us from the heavens. Darren McFadden gets so hammered, he drives through a fast food drive-thru and falls asleep in the drive-thru lane and thus gets arrested. Why this defines Darren McFadden's career. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab the Surge Protector. You're about to be zapped.
I had a buddy, so I turned him on to the DA show. I told him, get on the mothership. And so he does it for a week, and he comes back, and he says, I've heard Mraz talk a lot, and I just as well blindfolded myself and turned on my 600-pound life. I tell him, you're missing the bigger picture. We're getting a taste of the greatest love story ever told, which is the big man and his big appetite.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The big man and his big appetite, one of the great love stories of all time.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
Hey, thanks for being with us. Brand new PGP is out. We prepare for tomorrow's legacy event. Huge Freeze's jersey raised to the rafters. We'll retire Huge Freeze tomorrow on the DA show. So you better be here. It is an episode that you won't want to miss. A very special episode of The Daw. We'll remember the good times of Huge Freeze coming up tomorrow morning here aboard the mothership. It's also special. Listen to the PGP as we break down what made Huge so worthy of the first ever jersey retirement ceremony.
Oh.
This week on the Permission Granted podcast, available on iTunes, everywhere else that podcasts are downloaded, and on our website, daoncbs.com.
Correct.
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly. Simply tweet at me, daoncbs. I'll answer your question later on in the show. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Darren McFadden had an incredible college football career. Two-time runner-up for the Heisman Trophy. In 2007 was the Player of the Year, announced by the Sporting News and the Walter Camp Foundation. He had 25 first-team All-America honors. He won the Doak Walker Award for best running back in college football twice, and twice won the SEC Offensive Player in the Year. When he retired, he was second all-time on the SEC's career rushing list. Think about that. The Herschel Walkers, the Bo Jacksons, all-time, he was second most rushing yards in SEC history when he left Arkansas. He has the most yards ever run for in a game in the SEC with 321 against South Carolina. 321! Darren McFadden's college football career is and was amazing. And in fact, he was recently announced just a few weeks ago as an inductee to the College Football Hall of Fame. Wow.
What you think about that, D.A.?
I had watched Darren McFadden in person. I'd gone to an Arkansas game, Auburn at Arkansas, his final year in Fayetteville. It was a brisk October day in Arkansas, but that was one of my early college football road trips more than a decade ago, and said, well, I got to go see Darren McFadden run the football. That season, his rushing totals, 151, 195 against Alabama, 173, 138, 122. And I said, I'm going to get to see this guy tote the rock. I'm going to see him burst for a century mark. Later that season, he went for 321, as I mentioned, against South Carolina, 206 against LSU. The man was unstoppable. So I got there with three of my buddies, sat in the stands and said, I'm going to see Arkansas football in person and Darren McFadden up close and personal. And McFadden had 17 carries for 43 yards in a loss.
I am the epic fail.
That was my first introduction to being disappointed by Darren McFadden. He was drafted fourth overall in the NFL. Played with the Oakland Raiders, later signed with the Dallas Cowboys. And frankly, Darren McFadden was never Darren McFadden. McFadden's NFL career, very underwhelming. Never rose to the prominence that we expected after college. And now, more bad news for the former Razorback. Because on Monday, Darren McFadden got real drunk and drove to a Whataburger 4 miles from his home. And around midnight, in the drive-through lane, fell asleep at the wheel.
You are a machine of death.
CBS 11 is reporting that McFadden also resisted officers because drive-through employees came out and said, hey, man, why are you asleep in the car in the drive-through lane? He would not wake up. They couldn't rouse him. Doors were locked. They were knocking on the windows. He wasn't waking up. They had to call the authorities. Police come. And according again to news reports, McFadden resisted arrest. They had to smash his driver's side window to get in, unlock the door, and then pull him out. McFadden is free on a $2,000 bond, but faces charges of DWI and resisting arrest. Let's start here, Mraz. We all want to just put this out here. Drinking and driving is terrible. It's awful. Don't do it. It ruins lives. It ruins your life. It ruins other people's life. Do not do it. McFadden, you're a bum. You're a chump. You're an idiot for even doing that. But is that the backdrop? How unforgivable of a sin is it to fall asleep in the drive-thru lane?
This is the worst fumble of his career as far as I'm concerned. Now, look. There have been plenty of times where I've passed out legally intoxicated on the way home, whether it be in the back of an Uber, a Lyft, or if I've had the benefit of a designated driver. You're tired. It's understandable. That's exactly part of the reason you shouldn't be sleeping. But there is almost unanimously a Taco Bell stop on the way home for me. And always. And matter of fact, my wife refused on the night I left a trip out for part of your bachelor party to stop at a Taco Bell. Led to major, yelling and screaming that I needed to have it. I perk up when I see that bell.
Your eyes get wide like Mike Singletary at the line.
I'm looking around. I see it. I smell it. Okay? Now, everybody has their favorite spot. It could be a Jack in the Box. Could be a McDonald's. Could be a BK.
A Whataburger in this case.
A Whataburger. For me, it's Taco Bell.
Sure.
I am the most awake and alert post-drinking when I hit the drive-thru.
You're hyper alert.
That is what perks you up. How could that be the time when you've made it that far that you pass out?
You're at the end of your journey. You're finally there. Here it is, and that's when you pass out?
Anything will taste like Thanksgiving dinner at 3 in the morning after a night of drinking if you've hit the drive-thru. Why wouldn't you be awake for that? And if you don't have the wherewithal to be awake for that, get home. Just get home.
I find this to be such a perfect metaphor for his career. He has this incredible performances when it doesn't matter. And then when you finally rubber hits the road, you're finally there. This is the big moment. You screw it up. I mean, how is it possible that you get to the drive-thru, you're in the drive-thru lane, and that's when you pass out?
How did that happen?
If this was already after getting your food in the parking lot, having smashed your Whataburger and fries, and then you pass out of the parking lot, fine. If this was 3 miles away, you couldn't quite make it, you just chugged out at the 20-yard line, fine. But you're on the one. This is fourth and goal. This is a chance to win the game. You're at the goal line. You're sniffing pay dirt. The food is right in front of you, and that's when you pass out? Unforgivable.
He doesn't deserve to eat fast food the rest of my life. Rest of his life.
Or your life.
Or my life.
Whatever's longest.
Fast food after a few drinks, if you get there legally, is the time you rise to the occasion. That's the time where anything goes. That's the time where you've been spending money on drinks all night, and you throw down a $20 bill, and you say, listen, cashier, whatever $20 buys me, I want you to hit me. And that's what you do. And you load up. You could have Whataburger. I imagine you get 3 burgers, a fry, an onion ring. Maybe
sure.
Even a shake at that point.
Why
who cares?
Not? Yeah,
throw
go crazy.
Milk on top
go
of that
crazy.
Jameson. Go nuts. Taco Bell, man, I've eaten $20 worth. I can walk out of there with a 12-pack of tacos, a crunch wrap, and, who knows, a chalupa.
Who knows? The world is your oyster.
You wake up with wrappers all over you safely in bed. There's no better feeling. On a Saturday or Sunday morning. And frankly, to fall asleep, I think, is an embarrassment to society.
What's most embarrassing here is that when you are drunk, sleep feels good. It feels really good. You close those eyes, heavy eyes. Boy, that's a good slumber. You're snoring. I mean, you just pass out wherever. Usually you're nervous, you're alert, or you're agitated. When you're drunk and you want to sleep, you can sleep anywhere. You can sleep in a corner of a hotel room, back against the wall, with the air conditioning blowing in your face. You can pass out anywhere.
And usually it's either fully clothed or completely naked.
There's only one thing that feels better when you're drunk than going to sleep. And that's your burger in your mouth at a fast food drive-thru. That's the only thing. There is a power ranking, a priority list, a survival list, if you will. Number one is eating hot food. Number two is sleeping. And he's right at the hot food. He's at the buffet. He can just stick his snout in the trough. He's in the drive-thru lane.
It's the ultimate goal line stand against Darren McFadden.
It's a fumble at the goal line.
And it's the only time, D.A., may I mind you, that calories don't count when eating fast food.
Doesn't count.
You know, lunch you're conscious, dinner you're conscious, fourth meal, they don't count.
Nope.
Those stats do not count. They don't go to the record book.
No. This is Jerome Bettis at the goal line having the fumble pop out of his hands. You got one job. Hold on to the ball. One job. You just got to make it to the drive-thru and say, I want a number four. That's it. You even just have to say four. If you could just say four, they'll be like, you mean number four? And then you fall asleep and they bring in number four. He couldn't even do that.
And at that point, if you leave your door unlocked, they could even feed it to you.
Exactly.
He made so many mistakes there. So many crucial errors.
So many mistakes.
How could this happen?
Darren McFadden, you ultimate waste of space, you failure. You got to the drive-thru, and that's when you fell asleep.
How did that happen?
Pathetic.
And worst of all, Darren McFadden has caused me to get Taco Bell tonight. And those calories will count.
He ruined your night,
too. He ruined my night. Now he's affecting lives.
Get him out.
Awful. Again, driving and drinking, awful. Awful, awful, awful. Don't do it. You ruin your life. You ruin other people's lives. It's terrible. Don't do it. But for McFadden, he's also a house 4 miles away, 4 miles from his house. Go home, pass out on the couch, call Uber Eats. It's not like this is 1975. On your phone, you can just order somebody to bring you all the food. All the food. All of it. Man, just go home, pass out on the couch, flip on SVP and SportsCenter or something like that, watch Bull Riding on CBS Sports Network, and just have Uber Eats bring you a billion tacos or hamburgers or fries or shakes. What a failure. How could it happen?
How did that happen?
They
won.
He lost. Lost at life. When we come back, did Cooperstown get it right? Plus, we'll jump into your phone calls as well at 855-212-4CBS and read your tweets because a lot of you want to weigh in on Darren McFadden's failure. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Good value, big upside.
DA, if you and I could sit and watch the 1978 World Series.
Yes!
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Who wouldn't want to do that with me? I know Brian Kenny, MLB Network would. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And a little reminder, the DA show is available on so many different ways to listen and watch. You can listen across the great CBS Sports Radio Network and all of our wonderful affiliates. Also on SiriusXM Channel 206. And if you want to listen to us on your phone, use the CBS Sports app, radio.com, or Apple Music. Or watch us on any device at watchda.com. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Former Arkansas standout running back, Cowboy and Raider in the NFL, Darren McFadden, falling asleep in the drive-thru lane of a Whataburger near his home in Texas and arrested for DWI and resisting arrest. What a terrible job. JP's in Topeka, listening on 1490 to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, JP?
Hey, DA, longtime fan, first-time caller. I just wanted to say that this is exactly like the Seahawks not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch on the goal line. Why would you do that? How is that possible? How is it even possible?
How could it happen?
How could it happen?
How could it happen?
How did that happen?
He's right. JP's right. The Seattle Seahawks drive all the way down to the 1 yard line, a foot, 3 feet away from a Super Bowl championship that decided to throw. Could have iced a Super Bowl championship. McFadden's in the drive through lane. In it! Falling asleep. Miguel tweets, what happened was that Run DMC was visualizing that burger hitting his lips.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Myron tweets, living here in Miami, I know you know, DA, in Coconut Grove, there's a Taco Bell, which is priceless after getting out of the club. Hashtag, it's a burning alcohol cure.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Mraz's gut tweets in, really, Mraz? Those Taco Bell calories are going to count, are not going to count, really? Are we going to be in Atlanta for a whole week? Seriously, every other segment I'm going to get Chick-fil-A fries shoved down my throat and so much beer I'll be yeast logged for a month. Get Taco Bell. Yeah, sure. It won't hurt.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Fat.
That's Mraz's gut weighing in on Twitter.
He has a point.
McFadden, I'm just so sick of you. So yesterday we have the Hall of Fame vote, the Baseball Hall of Fame vote. Mariano Rivera gets in. He gets 100% of the vote. The first ever baseball player in Cooperstown history to get a unanimous 100% of the vote. Mike Mussina got in as well. Roy Halladay got in. And longtime DH Edgar Martinez. Those are the four inducted or voted into the Hall of Fame. They'll be inducted this summer. Did the Baseball Hall of Fame voters get it right? Let's start with Mariano Rivera as the first ever 100% recipient for the Hall of Fame vote. I'm not totally comfortable with this, and not because I don't think Mariano Rivera is a Hall of Famer. He is. He's the single greatest closer in baseball history, one of the greatest weapons in baseball history. A tremendous stat that is picking up steam on social media is that more people have walked on the moon 12 than earned runs Mariano gave up in postseason games, 11. Mariano is obviously a Hall of Famer and obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer. My only problem is he's the first one that gets 100%. He's certainly not the greatest baseball player ever. And now he breaks the dam of the first 100% unanimous. That should have been Hank Aaron. That should have been Willie Mays. That could have been Tom Seaver. That could have been Nolan Ryan. There were a number of players that overall stack up higher in baseball history than a guy that came in for one inning a game. And like I said, I've got no problem Mariano getting in or being a first ballot Hall of Famer. It just is kind of screwy that he's the first ever, because he's certainly not the greatest baseball player ever or the biggest slam dunk ever as a Hall of Famer. But what it is representative of a voting base, a voter base that is changing and evolving. Because there were too many old guys on the ballot or too many old guys that were voting, too many voters that were out of touch, had not covered the game in years, too many fringe media people that were using the ballot as taking a stance or voting for their friends or doing favors, Cooperstown ended up streamlining the actual total voter base, which was smart. They got it down to the very core people that are covering this sport week in, week out, day in, day out. And so they've stripped away the generation of old guys that felt like you should not get into the first ballot, that that is for immortal, 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 and nobody deserves that. Which I don't love that idea. I like it better now, like we do in football. Nobody argued that Joe Montana was a Hall of Famer his first year. Nobody said, you know, no, but nobody's gotten into the first ballot, so Joe Montana doesn't belong into the first ballot. Nobody said, well, you know, come on. Red Grange or Jim Brown, they didn't get in first ballot, so Joe Montana or LT can't get in. You know, if you're a first ballot Hall of Famer, you should be able to get into the first ballot, and that shouldn't be a arbitrary, artificial, don't get in because we've never had a unanimous.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
We should not have that. But frankly, if the entire sea change is now evolved past that, if we are now past that, fine. Fine and good. We shouldn't have an arbitrary number. You're not allowed in as unanimous. I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. nearly got unanimous. Mariano did. So that's when the change started to happen. But it's still a little weird that Mariano, of all people, is the first 100% guy. Number two, Bonds and Clemens did not get in. Okay. Again, I understand why guys would not vote for either one of these two because of the steroids. And everybody with half a brain admits that both of these guys did PEDs. Barry Bonds, for those that have washed over history, has admitted to taking PEDs. When he was on trial for the Balco trial, he admitted he took the cream and the clear, but did not know, was not cognizant it was a PED, even though it was proven later. They had him on trial for purposefully, intentionally taking performance-enhancing drugs, and his scapegoat was, well, I didn't know it was performance-enhancing. They had the calendar. They had when he took it. They had who gave it to him, the cream and the clear. He said, but I thought it was flaxseed oil. He's guilty. He admitted of taking it. You just couldn't pin him down that he knew he was taking it to be better at baseball, right? That it was an illegal drug that he didn't know, which, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you. But look, Clemens and Bonds have taken PEDs. You don't want to put them in because of that? Fine, that's your deal. I think, though, and I've said this before, I think it's idiotic at this point in time in history to be doing this. Because now you are assuming you know who is taking steroids and who hasn't. And when it came to Mike Piazza and Jeff Bagwell, there was a part of the voter base that said, we don't believe that they're clean. But those guys ultimately got in. Well, maybe those guys are clean, maybe they're not. But if we've already likely have a PED user or multiple ones in the Hall of Fame, why are we keeping out guys because they've done PEDs? This, to me, is where the entire voting of Cooperstown goes down a slide, and that I can't follow the logic. We're going to pick and choose who we let in based on steroids, even though we've got guys in there that have likely done steroids or definitely have done steroids. How are you going to pick and choose like you know who has done them all? I think it's silly. So to me, you've got to put in Bonds and Clemens. And again, this is not a monastery. This is not a church. It's just a museum. This is not to be the sanctity of the game. This just has to be the best of their era. And Bonds and Clemens were the best of their era, and they took steroids. And that just has to be part of their plaque and part of the wing. I don't want to hear that it poisons the sanctity of baseball. I think that's silly. But also on this point, I find it also hysterical that Clemens and Bonds get 59% of the vote, and Sammy Sosa gets 8. So 59% of voters said, we will overlook steroid use because these guys were so good, we will overlook it, they belong in the Hall of Fame. But we will not overlook it when it comes to Sammy Sosa. Nobody likes to admit that Sammy Sosa is one of the greatest players of all time because he obviously cheated, took steroids, corked bat, all of that. But Sammy freaking Sosa has 600 freaking home runs. Sammy Sosa is the only guy ever with three different 60 home run seasons. Sammy Sosa, yes, was he steroid induced? Of course. 7 All-Star games, a National League MVP, six Silver Sluggers, and 609 home runs. You want to keep all the steroid guys out? Fine. I would say you got to put them in. But there's not a 50% discrepancy between Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa or Roger Clemens and Sammy Sosa. So again, not only are we picking and choosing what steroid guys we ultimately allow in, we're also picking the guys that we kind of believe might be worthy, but they took steroids. None of this makes any sense. It's the best of that era, and Sosa was one of the best of the era. So was Bonds, so was Clemens, so are all the juice heads. But Manny belongs in there, and Sosa belongs in there, and it's sticky and toxic, and nobody likes it, but it's the truth. I mean, Sosa has 600 home runs. The guy got 8% of the vote. Come on. How to make the perfect wing for your Super Bowl party next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.